Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Knoxville Hospital and Clinics has a new physician. Let's go in-depth with Dr. Cynthia Hawk. Where are you from, Dr. Hawk?
I grew up in southern Minnesota in Mankato.
Now I know you grew up in Minnesota after speaking with me for a little bit. And so what brought you to the sunny climes of Iowa?
I came here for medical school. I went to school at DMU in Des Moines and just decided to stay in the area afterwards.
So you liked central Iowa then?
I do. It's beautiful and the people are friendly. My husband and I really love it here.
Where are you living now?
We live in Des Moines. Mm-hmm. He owns a restaurant in Des Moines, so we're staying there for now and maybe eventually move in between or move to Knoxville. We're not quite sure yet.
Okay, and what restaurant?
It's called Hawk Restaurant, like our last name. It's H-O-Q, and it's a farm-to-table restaurant where he buys everything from local farms.
Well, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Are you part of that or just family business?
A little bit. I help out here and there, but not very much.
What made you decide to come to Knoxville?
I wanted to work in a smaller town. I've always wanted to since I decided to go into medicine and be able to do a little more than clinic. So here I can do hospital medicine and clinic and maybe some nursing home.
Dealing with pretty much the entire demographic then?
Exactly, just everyone. Yep, and I looked at a few small towns surrounding Des Moines and I just thought Knoxville would be the best fit. I really like the people here and I'm looking forward to it.
And the facility, did that have anything to do with it?
Yeah, they had just completed their remodel of the clinic, and that was beautiful, so that was kind of a nice perk.
So when you came and you decided to come to Knoxville, this hospital, what were the things you were looking for?
I think just the smaller town where I'm able to do a little bit more. When you work in a bigger city, a lot of times you end up consulting specialists for most issues. But in a smaller town, you have a little more flexibility, and it's kind of a bigger challenge to be able to manage more things on your own, which I wanted.
So you like dealing with a wide variety of ailments, conditions, injuries?
Everything. I love the variety, so that's why I chose family medicine, to see kids and adults and pregnant women and pretty much anyone.
Any favorite kind of person you like to work with?
I do like prenatal care quite a bit. I like taking care of pregnant women. I like skin disorders and diseases and procedures. I like mental health, preventative medicine. I just kind of like everything.
Oh, that's an interesting mix.
Yeah, sort of all over the place.
I wasn't expecting mental health, I guess, in there.
Yeah, it's pretty prevalent, especially in primary care and family medicine. So I like to help people get through those things.
Really? Okay, so you might, let's say that I tell you maybe I'm depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Can you work with me?
Anxiety, depression. If it gets much more severe than that, you know, a lot of times we need a psychiatrist. But for sort of the basic mental health problems, I can help manage those.
So let's say that my kid is having trouble in school. Let's say they're sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
They're having trouble in school. You could help with that, you think?
Sure, I think so. Get to the bottom of it and see what he needs.
More in depth. After this. I continued my conversation with Dr. Cynthia Hawk with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. What about the other ones that you mentioned? What draws you to them?
Well, I like to do procedures, so a lot of skin diseases we diagnose with biopsies, so taking a little piece of the skin to look at under the microscope and figure that out. I like doing that quite a bit. I like preventative medicine because I like counseling, so same thing with pregnant women, just things to look for and how to take good care of themselves.
And so pregnant women, what interests you in pregnant women, helping them?
It's an exciting time for women. Now, a lot of times I have a lot of questions, so it's a good chance to get to know each other, and it's exciting to see the pregnancy progress.
And skin. Why the interest in skin, too? I guess it's intriguing to me why you picked all of those things.
There's no rhyme or reason, really.
Just, intellectually challenging?
Yeah, it can be kind of a mystery. A lot of skin things are misdiagnosed for a long time, so it's satisfying to figure it out and get somebody feeling better.
So if I've got this odd spot, you're going to tell me what to do with it?
Hopefully.
Is consulting with other doctors, working in a good community of other doctors, important to you?
Definitely. I was really impressed with all the other family medicine doctors who are here. It's a great group, you know, good variety of older doctors and newer doctors, men, women, PA is just a great variety, as well as all the specialists that come here to Knoxville. So it's a good mix.
Why does a good mix matter?
Well, because medicine is still kind of an art, so it's good to get different people's opinion on things.
And good to have some of the older practitioners around. They might have seen some things.
Definitely. Yep.
So they're good to have around?
Great to have around.
Okay, and how about that you folks that medical school isn't that far behind you? Yeah. Do you bring something to the older docs?
I think so. Medicine changes all the time, so even things I learned in med school aren't true anymore. So somebody who's been out of med school longer may have some things that have changed since they went to med school.
So I'm an old doctor. How are you going to tell me that I don't know what I'm talking about?
Well, I don't think that's the right thing to say. Just, you know, if you see each other's patients, which ends up happening a lot if they're busy, just saying, hey, I noticed this, and what do you think about trying this? And sharing some resources like the American Association of Family Physicians or, you know, reliable sources like that.
So it's more of a collaboration.
Definitely.
Okay, and because nobody wants to make any mistakes, it's good to hear all kinds of sides,
definitely.
I presume.
Mm-hmm.
Is that part of the medical school experience?
Definitely. Even on rotations, you know, you'll rotate with different internal medicine doctors and just see different ways of doing things, and so it makes it interesting.
There's probably even trick questions and diagnoses and stuff like that in school, I'm guessing.
A little bit. It's just a huge volume to learn, too, so it's good to be reminded of things you might have forgotten.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Dr. Cynthia Hawk with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. And so how does your mind work when you see somebody and they say they have a problem? I'm sure you sort of start ticking through a certain kind of procedure or protocol. How does your mind work on that?
I think, you know, most of us are trained in medical school to really get the story from a patient and try to figure out how it started, how it's changed, you know, different risk factors they might have for different disease processes, and then it's just thinking of all the possible diagnoses and moving them up or down on your list as far as how likely they are.
And sometimes it's crystal clear and sometimes not.
Exactly. Be nice if we had a crystal ball, but a lot of times it's, you know, ruling things out, doing some tests, trying some treatments, and going from there.
And so you think that you're here on a good team that'll help you become the best doctor you can be?
I think so. I'm very excited about it. Mm-hmm. I think I have a lot of room to grow, and this will be a good place to do that.
A lot of room to grow. That's, I guess that's an exciting perspective to me. That's exciting for me to hear, is that people are open to learning and just don't think you have all of the answers. And I don't know, not everybody's like that, are they?
I don't think so. I think in medicine it's very important because, like I said, it's changing all the time. So you really have to have that lifetime love of learning and curiosity to stay on top of things.
And it gets faster and faster and faster.
I think so.
And the technology, I mean, I can't even imagine keeping up with the training and the technology. The technological advances have been incredible.
It's challenging. And even with the computer system or electronic medical records, sometimes that's the hardest part. The medicine is easy. It's the paperwork and the computers and figuring all that stuff out. But
yeah, you didn't get into medicine for paperwork, did you?
I don't think anyone did. But it's part of the job, so.
Just get used to it.
Try to get efficient. And
so how long have you been here?
This is my first day, actually.
So I know you've seen at least one patient.
Yeah, I've seen a few this morning and this afternoon.
Well, and how did that feel?
It's good. It's exciting. It's fun to get to know people from a different community.
How did people react? Did you tell them this is your first day here?
Not specifically, but everyone was pretty welcoming and friendly. both the staff and the patients that I've seen today. So feels like a great first day so far.
You've got good energy. I mean, I can feel you've enjoyed your day.
Yeah, it's been exciting and fun. Yeah.
Yeah, you're having fun.
Yes.
And is that important to you, having fun?
Very much so. You know, it can be a hard job. It can be challenging. So having fun when you can and trying to enjoy yourself is definitely important. Keep you from getting burned out.
Well, it also is sort of, I don't know, I'm drawn to somebody, you know, in whatever field they're in that seems to enjoy what they're doing. It's like, I mean, if you came in sour, you're my doctor, and you come in sour, that's not, would be tough. I mean, if mm-hmm. you're sick and you've got mm-hmm. somebody that just seems so sour, so it's, is this part of your just general personality that you're going to do your best to be happy? And
I think so. I'm a pretty cheerful person, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it is important, like you said, to kind of put people at ease. You know, a lot of people are going through difficult things, so if you put them at ease and they can confide in you, you have a better relationship and they get better care.
Healing should be about positivity. I mean,
it makes a big difference, right? Definitely.
So if I'm out there listening, if I'm a listener, what do you have to say about yourself that might make me want to say, hey, I want her to be my doctor?
I think I'm part of a younger generation of physicians who are a little more open-minded and wanting to work with you as a team, be part of your healthcare team instead of telling you what to do, which has changed maybe from how things were in the past. So,
yeah, well, I mean, I've been going to doctors for a long time, and you know, there at the beginning, it was sort of the doctor was this godlike figure that just told you what mm-hmm. to do and then walked out of the room. It's not like that anymore, is it?
I don't think so. I think it's working together to help people live a happy, healthy life.
And so that's your goal, to work with every patient to have a happy, healthy life, their families.
Yeah, I think so. It's a good way to say it.
And kids. You like working with kids?
I love working with kids.
Why?
They're so full of energy and happy and silly, and it's just fun to watch them grow and develop over time.
Well, and maybe from them being infants to being college age some year.
Maybe. Yeah, yep. I mean, in my short career, I've delivered babies and then taken care of them as they've grown up, and it's just a fun experience.
Why did you go into medicine?
Well, I loved science. I had a really wonderful science professor when I was in college, and so I thought about medicine, but I wasn't sure, so I actually worked as a chemist for a couple years and worked in a lab doing just science, but I just missed being around people, so that was what made me go back to medical school.
Is it what you had hoped it would be?
Not every day, but most days, yeah.
Tell me about a time when you went home and you had a great day and you knew that the world was a better place because you're in it.
Actually, when I was finishing my residency up in Des Moines at Lutheran, towards the end of it, you know, and I was saying goodbye to all my patients and kind of realized how close we'd become over just a few years. And it was sad because I was leaving there, but also rewarding that they appreciated it so much. So it was probably a lot of days, not just one there.
And when somebody goes home feeling better, what's that feel like?
Feels like that's why I went into this. And you know, it's hard to think of yourself as making a difference, but when you see something like that, you feel like you contributed to that.
Thanks to Dr. Cynthia Hawk for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.